It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Zoo will start vaccinating some of its animals in the coming weeks against COVID-19. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Starting with large cats and primates, the Denver Zoo will use its first 20 doses of an experimental COVID-19 animal vaccine to protect animals at the zoo, says veterinarian Scott Larson.
We have animals that we have very small numbers of them. Individuals getting sick or dying can have a really profound impact on the population.
The other concern is the virus mutating in an animal and then becoming more deadly and contagious for humans. The vaccine is not recommended for house pets yet, but that may change. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Soldiers from the Fort Carson Army Base in Colorado Springs are returning to Iraq. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The 1st Stryker Brigade Combat Team of the 4th Infantry Division at Fort Carson is likely best known for finding the underground hideout of Saddam Hussein south of the Iraqi town of Tikrit in 2003. Now the team is heading back to the Middle East to assist forces in an operation fighting ISIS, which has been underway since 2014. The deployment comes as the U.S. mission in Afghanistan is scheduled to end by September. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A ban on plastic bags in Colorado grocery stores is now state law, CPR's Paolo Giacinto reports.
The ban won't take effect right away, but don't be surprised if you start seeing businesses shift away from single-use plastics and styrofoam. Starting in January 2023, customers will have to pay 10 cents per paper or plastic bag at establishments that fall under the order, like grocery stores. Democrats push for the measure as a way to reduce waste and the overabundance of plastics in landfills across the state. The ban will expand in 2024 to include restaurant takeout containers. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
A blast of wind called a microburst lifted two boats out of Grand Lake Sunday. One boat landed near a home. One fell on top of other boats. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the boats were unoccupied and no one was hurt. Wind speeds in a microburst can reach 100 miles an hour. Today's weather, mostly sunny, getting hotter. Front range highs in the 80s and 90s. Grand Junction could hit 100 this afternoon. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.